From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Today's primary in Michigan is shaping up as a key test ahead of next week's Super Tuesday, when 10 states hold presidential contests. Polls show Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum in a tight race in Michigan. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the two are attacking each other as well as President Obama.
For Mitt Romney, there's a lot at stake in Michigan. He was born and raised there, and his father was once governor. But polls show Rick Santorum mounting a strong challenge. The two have crisscrossed the state looking for votes in Royal Oak. Romney got some help from Kid Rock. Romney uses Kid Rock's song Born Free at his rallies. At this one, Kid Rock performed on stage after Romney urged supporters to get out the vote.
Get your friends who have not voted, get them in the car, take them to the polls, ask folks in your neighborhood, have you voted? If they haven't, take them to the polls. We've got to get that done.
The focus may be on Michigan, but Arizona is also holding a primary in which Romney is favored to capture the state's 29 delegates. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
The United Nations human rights chief says the situation in Syria is rapidly deteriorating. At an emergency meeting of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Navi Pillay is demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says the U.S. considers this past weekend's constitutional referendum in Syria as nothing but a cynical ploy by President Bashar al-Assad.
Essentially, what he's done here is put a piece of paper that he controls to a vote that he controls so that he can try to maintain control.
She says it's obvious the referendum wasn't democratic since government guns and tanks were firing into cities and towns while it was going on. Amnesty International says Iran is cracking down on dissent as it heads for parliamentary elections this week. Suzanne Nossel is executive director of Amnesty International USA.
The imposition of severe restrictions on freedom of expression and freedom of speech, the constraints on the opposition in terms of their ability to organize and even to communicate in the most basic way. So this election is happening in a climate of fear and repression.
Is this something new for Iran, or is this more of a phenomenon that you've seen in the past?
It's taking old approaches and bringing them into a new arena. What we've seen over the last year is an intensification of the crackdown, a dramatic increase in the number of executions, an effort to use new technologies to further the repression.
What's your next step?
We will be sharing this report with governments around the world. There will be action at the United Nations in the next couple of weeks on a report documenting violations. There'll be the renewal of a mandate for human rights scrutiny on Iran, and it's important that that mandate pass and that it get a strong show of support from countries around the world.
Ms. Nossel, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Suzanne Nossel is executive director of Amnesty International USA. This is NPR News. No classes today at the Chardon, Ohio High School, scene of yesterday's deadly shooting. Bill Rice of member station WCPN reports the gunman opened fire in the cafeteria, killing now two students and wounding four others.
Authorities say they're not releasing the alleged gunman's name until he's formally charged. One classmate describes him as an outcast who had been bullied. He was reportedly chased from the building by a teacher and later apprehended by police. Amy Seraglio-Fearman, whose daughter was in the cafeteria when the shooting took place, says no one ever imagined such an incident happening in rural Chardon.
I mean, occasionally, a couple times in the last couple months, there's been a little bit of scuffles in the cafeteria in the morning, she's mentioned, but absolutely nothing like this. It's just completely shocking.
For NPR News, I'm Bill Rice in Cleveland.
A Canadian company now plans to build part of what would have been the Keystone XL oil pipeline that the White House has held up on planning and environmental concerns. TransCanada says it plans to construct a pipeline from Oklahoma to Texas. It doesn't need presidential approval because the pipeline does not cross a U.S. border, and the White House says it welcomes TransCanada's plan. First, the Daytona 500 NASCAR race was postponed due to rain to yesterday from Sunday. Then there was a fire when driver Pablo Montoya hit a dryer on the track. He says he used his quick exit training.
I really got out of the car fast, so the ambulance worked to the ambulance.
Finally, when the race was over, Matt Kenseth was the winner. It was his second victory at Daytona, and he held off Dale Earnhardt Jr. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.